The theme of this year's conference is moving forward, and it comes with its share of obstacles. Burning coal is a major source of carbon dioxide emissions in the U.S., and the Obama administration wants to reduce it. That prompted a rule from the Environmental Protection Agency aimed at curbing emissions at new power plants. And now the coal industry is bracing for further limits from the Obama administration on existing power plants.
There's an old saying in politics, you better tell your story before someone tells one against you.
Democratic Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia delivered the opening remarks at the three-day conference.
It's much easier to be on the offense than defense. And right now, we are on the defense.
To that end, Manchin is sponsoring legislation that seeks to restrict the EPA rules for new power plants. So far, it's passed the U.S. House.
They're wanting us to hit carbon capture and sequestration. We don't have a commercial project in the country under commercial load that can be done. They know the cost is prohibitive. They know it takes you out of the market completely. They're not being reasonable.
We face challenges at both the state and the national levels.
Stuart Sanderson is president of the Colorado Mining Association. Coal production across the state reached a 20-year low in 2013. Much of that was attributable to mine closures. When it comes to making coal cleaner through carbon capture and sequestration, Sanderson says the technology suggested by the EPA has not been adequately demonstrated.
These Obama rules are going to wind up being litigated in court for years and years to come.
But the EPA is arguing that the industry is up to the challenge, both financially and technologically, and won a court battle on the matter yesterday. A federal appeals court upheld 2012 EPA regulations that limited mercury and other toxic air pollution from coal-fired power plants. The court rejected the industry's argument that the EPA should have considered the costs of regulations. The one dissenting judge on the panel raised concerns about costs topping $9 billion per year.
The utility industry has seen significant reductions in the major emissions that are regulated by state and federal governments.
Lee Bowie directs communications for Tri-State Generation and Transmission Association, which provides electric power to 44 cooperatives in Colorado, Nebraska, New Mexico, and Wyoming.
When you look at carbon, it's a whole different proposition, very expensive both from a cost and an energy basis to capture and store carbon.
To make the picture more affordable, his company is trying to come up with different processes to turn carbon into products, from building materials to fuels to chemicals.
If we can do that, we can significantly reduce the cost of managing carbon. It creates a lot of opportunities.
Tri-State is already working in Wyoming to develop a new $15 million carbon utilization center to explore these novel uses for captured carbon. Wyoming's Governor Matt Mead just signed a bill approving the funds last month. But the debate will continue to rage on carbon emissions and carbon sequestration. The EPA rules for existing plants are expected to be released in June. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.